Good morning. We kind of had a little band going there. That was awesome. They're going to come back up so that we can worship some more, but I just wanted to share a couple things with you, a couple announcements. You need this new little book on 2 Thessalonians. You can get it right back there. Next week when we meet together, we will do lesson one, so you should arrive here next week with homework lesson one done. And we are checking at the door as you come in. So, I mean, really, we may start doing that to get you moving. Also back there, besides the book, there is a little schedule for you so you know what we're doing when we're here. What else do I have to announce? They gave me a list because I'm old and forgetful. Oh, during the week of prayer and fasting, which is February 22nd. Oh, you don't need to know this. They don't need to know this, do they? They don't need to know about... Well, they could, though. I'll make it work. Okay. During the week of prayer and fasting, it affects the Tuesday night Bible study because we will be meeting and praying at that hour. But then there will be a teaching Wednesday morning because we don't have the prayer and fasting in the morning. So we will record that lesson, and that lesson will then be available on the website for the girls who missed it on Tuesday night. But as long as we're talking about that week... How wonderful would it be, even if you don't go Tuesday night, if you did come Tuesday night or Monday night, or does it go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday? To the prayer meeting. It's amazing. If you've never been, it's amazing. And something happens. I mean, not only do we pray, and not only does God answer prayer, but something happens to the individual that comes. Something always happens to me. And I remember when we first started it, and I would try so hard to fast, and when Mike wasn't around, I would cheat. And then he said, well, if it was really bothering me, why didn't I just do liquid? So then I did milkshakes, and that worked fine for me that time. But then I really was determined that I was going to do it, and when I did, something really happened to me. And it's the combination of the prayer and the fasting that kind of does this work. And I can remember we used to do it then, I think we used to do it Monday through Friday. We used to do it 5 days. So you're impressed, right, that I could fast for 5 days? And I remember about the third night I was driving in here, and prior to the third night on my way into church to come to the prayer meeting, and don't tell anybody this, but I would kind of be rehearsing what I would pray when it got to me, because I was the pastor's wife and I wanted to do good prayers so people would think I was a good prayer. And so I would kind of rehearse in my mind these powerful, dynamic, I mean, when it got to me in my prayer circle, you know, people were going to be amazed at the depth of my ability to pray. I'm sorry, but that's just, I gave that up a long time ago. But anyway, like on the third night, I'm driving in and I could not think of one thing to pray about. I could not think of one impressive prayer that I could make because God had just done this work in me and I was so empty from not eating. So, well, really, it does, it empties you out. And I was so hungry for him. And all the things that I thought I needed answers to, all my prayers had kind of disappeared. And all I needed was him. And I thought, when I get there, that's going to be my prayer. I just need more of you, Jesus. Everything else just falls to the wayside. And he became the focus of my prayers. He became the focus of my attention. He became the focus of my worship. Something really wonderful does happen. So I would... strongly recommend it that you come as many nights as you can, and if you only come one, you're still going to get something out of it. Besides, we're at a time where we need to be praying. We're at a time where I'm not sure anything else is going to work except prayer. And as a church body, as a body of women, we need to be praying. Things are happening. Things are occurring. I don't know if you saw in the news that this poor 26-year-old pilot from Jordan, did you see that? They burned it. They put him in a cage, doused him with inflammatory stuff and burned him to death, and then put out on Facebook a 22-minute video of him dying. There is a savage, satanic move across the world that I think can only, and I know that our country needs to be doing more than what they're doing. I know we need to rise up in righteousness, but I don't think that this enemy can be defeated by anything but prayer. So, okay, what else? That's all my announcements. But I did want to come and just share a couple things with you and to tell you that I was sorry that I haven't been here for the last couple of weeks. I miss it when I'm not here with you. Mike and I have been on the road doing various and different things. I may have shared this with you before, but we have a daughter, our youngest daughter, who's in the midst of a terrible, horrific child custody thing with her ex-husband. It's awful. And I thought I could be here next week, and she was such a wreck that Mike and I just got in the car. We've done that I don't know how many times in the last 9 months that this has been going on. Just get in the car and go out there and be with her because she's alone and hurting and broke and scared and all those things. So anyway, that's why I wasn't here last week when I hoped I could come and teach and finish up the book of 1 Thessalonians for you. And then I'm also going to be gone. Sorry. Not that you really care, but I care. I have two more retreats this month, so I'll kind of be in and out of town. I hope to come to Bible study, but Bethany's going to teach and Renee's going to teach those weeks. And I also wanted to answer any questions, not that I'm going to ask for questions, but any concerns that you might have. Allison said to me that people are asking her, is Sandy okay with this transition? And if you weren't there on the Sunday morning that Mike announced that he's handing over the church to Philip in June, and from now until June, this is a period of transition until that is accomplished, and Mike will still be doing Sunday mornings when he's in town, and Philip will be doing Sunday mornings. And it was like, am I okay with that? I need you to know I am more than okay with this. Mike and I are thrilled with this. It's not that we're not sad. We are sad. 40 years is a long time for us to be with you. This church has been our life. It's been our family. It's been everything to us. It's been Mike's love. It's been his life's work. It's been his joy. And it is sad to see that part of it come to an end. But we're not going anywhere. We are still going to be here. Mike is not retiring. You do not retire from serving God. He's probably going to be busier than he has ever been. In fact, since he made that announcement, all of a sudden the phone rings every day. Well, okay, since you're going to do that, then could you come and help here? Could you come in and help there? Could you come and minister? Whatever. So I think that we're probably going to be busier than ever. But when we're not busy, we are going to be here. This is our church. And I sat in church Sunday morning and listened to Philip preach, and I'm sorry, the kid can preach. He just can. And that's another reason why I am more than okay with this. If it were anybody else, any other couple than Philip and Bethany, you know, it would be difficult. But we have such confidence in them. This has been in the works for a long time. If this was a surprise to anybody, maybe you haven't been paying attention because, you know, Philip's been doing a lot of the work of the ministry for a couple of years, and the four of us have met, we have prayed, we have worked through this, we have argued, we have cried together, we have figured it out and waited on God's timing, and now is God's timing. And we are so excited for what God is going to do through them. Philip is young, he's brave, that kid fears nothing. All the problems that arise, the campuses, he fears nothing. He's going to rise to the occasion. He has vision. He has wisdom to carry this church on to the next step. In fact, there's a meeting February 15th, Sunday night, where Mike and I will be there, where Philip's going to explain what's going to happen, the new things that will happen in the coming months, coming years probably. And Bethany McIntosh, I could not have a better person to hand this over to. And it isn't because we're related. You know, if she were just here and just coming to Bible study and taught occasionally, I would say, hey, girl, take it. And I'll tell you why, because she is much better equipped for it than I am. She really is. Now, you know I love you. And you know I love to teach God's word. But if you know me very well, I'm kind of shy and retiring. I really am. I'm really basically an introvert. I saw this t-shirt that I was going to order that says, I'm an introvert. I'm here, I'm uncomfortable, and I want to go home. And that's kind of how I feel a lot of the time, even though I love being with you. That's just part of my personality, part of my quirkiness or whatever. But that is not her. She loves people. I love people too, but she is able to show it. She's able to talk it. She has done more with the small group leaders than have been done in years with them, pulling them in, discipling them, encouraging them, teaching them, bringing them together as a group. Not only that, she can teach. So I only see great things happening with the women's ministry. I can't wait to come and sit here with everybody else and see what it's going to be like. So in June, we really, Mike and I don't know exactly what's going to happen. We're not moving, so we're still going to be around. But we're excited to see what God's going to do, and it's an adventure. Mike is in Mexico this week at a pastor's conference in Cuernavaca that he's been at for 2 or 3 days, and he said it's maxed out, it's full of people, it's full of pastors, it's full of wives, it's full of their kids, and they're all like 20 and 30 years old. God's doing something in Mexico that Mike and I have had a love for Mexico our entire ministry, that Mike said they're on the brink of like a huge national revival. So I know being in Mexico will be part of what we do, and Mike traveling, and me traveling, and taking what has happened here and sharing it with other churches, and sharing the vision and sharing the love of God's word and sharing what we have learned from this church ourselves. So that's what happened. I don't want any of you to be worried about us or think that this is, oh no, they must be so sad. Did Philip just kick them to the curb? No, we wanted this. We wanted this. I've watched my son since the time he was a small child. I was thinking as I was driving in here today that there was, when he went to school here, there was a career day. And he must have been 10 or something. And Mike had up in his study, he had this library table that he could put a dictionary on, but it kind of looked like a pulpit. And so when it came time, you were supposed to look like what your career would be that day. So when it came time to take him to school, here comes Philip down the stairs dragging this pulpit-looking thing. And I said, what's that? He says, I'm going to be a pastor. This is my pulpit. So we know God has called him to this. We know God has equipped him for this. And we're excited. So I hope that you share in that excitement with us and that we will all enjoy and experience this together. So any questions? Any something? Nothing? No, you're okay. Yeah, Lee. I know, we do. I know, especially you. I don't know why you like us so much, Lee. Thank you.
When Jenny was pregnant with Jude, I crocheted a little dress for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she was dedicated. And that
dress. I know. We have a long history with you, Lee. I know. Mine too.
This is
mine too.
I remember him talking to me about getting involved in different ministries. And he was teaching on Romans, but there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in.
And he called you. I know he does that. Isn't that irritating? But you did fine. You did great. You were wonderful.
The funny part was, though, Sandy, and there was a guy in here, his name was Lee also.
And he got up?
Yes.
Did you fight him off as you walked to the stage? But you went, right? I remember that day. You did.
Pastor Michael, please meet me.
And you did great. You did great. Oh, really?
He has to have a wisdom teeth all taken out, and he has a tooth that's going over another tooth, and they just going to have to saw off one of the teeth because there's a major nerve there, and if they touch that nerve, they could paralyze his whole
body. And this is this morning? Let's pray right now. Let's pray right now. Lord, we pray for Elijah. I know Lee's love for this boy and the amazing change that there has been in him since he has been under her care. And we pray right now that you would calm him if he's fearful, because this is an unknown. And we pray for the doctors that this surgery would go quickly and easily. We pray for healing, Lord. And we pray that you bring him back to Lee's class on Sunday so that she can take care of him again. Thank you for her and her heart for these kids. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody else have a question? You're all good. Okay, then let me pray for you, and then we're going to have some more worship. Lord, I pray for these girls that I love so much. Lord, I pray that you would bless them. I pray that you would pull all of us into a closer relationship with you, that we would know you like we've never known you before, and see you and hear from you in new and wonderful and supernatural ways. We pray for this coming study of the book of 2 Thessalonians, that you would use it to change us, Lord, and to grow us and to make us more like you. I pray for the coming months and the changes that are coming, that you would be glorified, that you would be magnified through it all. I pray that you would be pleased with what we're doing, Lord. I pray your anointing and your favor upon Philip and Bethany, Lord. Would you lift them up and give them wisdom and knowledge and abilities and talents and patience beyond their years, Lord, that they might serve you and that they might show the people of this wonderful church who you are, Lord, and how much you love them. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.